My name is Michelle Rosendahl, and I am graduating from Bolt Law School. So I've argued before federal judges and taught undergraduates, and I can tell you I'm more nervous now than I was in either of those two occasions, because this isn't a legal argument. This is my story with God, so it's more personal. So I moved to Berkeley in the fall of 2008 to begin law school, and I was very afraid. Berkeley was loud and dangerous and crazy. And law school was also really stressful. In my first 6 months, this church was the only place that I felt safe. And after 3 years, I can say that it feels like the closest thing to home that I've known. Well, there was a lot to be afraid of in Berkeley. My biggest fear was not getting mugged or failing out of law school. That actually would have been okay at some points. My biggest fear was being alone. From the time I was about 13 years old, I had spent almost all of my adult life in relationships. I looked to relationships for my identity and my worth, to feel beautiful, to feel valuable, and to feel loved. And for me, being single felt like death. So as you might imagine, I reached the second semester of my first year of law school, and I was totally exhausted, and not surprisingly alone. And it was at this point that I showed up at this church on Monday, Thursday for the Monday, Thursday service. And I have to say it was a really bad night to be alone because there was a foot washing ceremony and everyone was asked to come up to the front of the church and participate with their friends and loved ones. So I sat in the pew all by myself alone and I watched couples and families and friends walk to the center and wash each other's feet. And I felt more alone than I had ever been. And it was at that time that God said something to me. He said, "Michelle, walk to the center aisle and I'll meet you there." And I said, "No." It was bad enough that I was alone. And now he wanted to humiliate me. So I sat there and argued with God for what felt like hours. And I eventually relented. And trembling, I got up and walked to the center. And a woman appeared beside me. It was a woman who I had never seen before and who I've never seen again. But she walked with me down the center of the aisle to the foot washing stations. Then she washed my feet. And as she was cleaning the dirt from under my toes, she looked up at me with tears in her eyes and she said, "You have no idea how much he loves you." And she was both wrong and right. She was wrong because she, in that moment, had given me an incredible picture of God's love for me. But she was right that I could not possibly fathom the full extent of it. So fast forward a year and a half later and 1.5 failed relationships later, and God asked me to step out again, but not just for a moment, for a much longer season. So it's now been 8 months since I've been totally single, and that may seem like a laughably short amount of time, but I can tell you it's the longest I've been on my own in the last 12 years. It has been incredibly difficult and scary and painful, and I have cried 1,000 tears. And pleaded with God to end it. But he hasn't. Instead, he's met me. He's met me time and time again through my friends who have been incredibly patient with me and who have given me tremendous joy and grace. Through my housemates who have met me in the kitchen with smiles and cookies. Through my Stephen Ministry class and Carol Johnston, who have let me cry it out time and time again in class, more times than I can count. Through my counselor at this church, who has walked with me through the lowest valleys and has celebrated the peaks, always pointing me back to the light. Through my mentor and friend, Julie Sept, who has taught me more about courage than I could have ever imagined. And to all of you in this church, who have made me feel so welcome and so loved. The best part of my story is not that God has given me a husband or a new boyfriend. He hasn't. This is great news. The best part of this story is that God has given me himself. And I feel more satisfied than I ever thought possible. On its face, this is a story about singleness, but I think it's about much more. It's about God asking me to step out into my deepest fear and meeting me right there, reaching into my brokenness and cleaning the dirt off my feet, and showing me a glimpse of his love, a love that is wider and longer and higher and deeper than I could have ever possibly imagined.